how what we've been learning, the Emunah, and our Shalom Bayis is critical to Chinuch. Just to remember and to know how to separate out our problems, the child's problems. We have to just be very, that takes a lot of Yeshuva Das. And that requires betochen and emunah. Without betochen, you don't have Yeshuva Das. You have to have Yeshuva Das, you have to have betochen, and you have to trust in Hashem, and you have to know that this child is Hashem's child. And then we have to do the best we can. Okay. Toitzon nosefes, legisha b'riya va'amitizu, oides ha'mashbarim shel yadeinu. Another outcropping, another consequence of this perspective, which is healthy and true. What we've been learning up to now is Bria Va'amitis. It's true and healthy. Regarding the difficulties that our children have, He apitchut shelahirim lakabal yaitz ve'ezram migoira miktsoi. Kashem is oira tzorech bakach. We started this last week. One of the major advantages of understanding that this is Hashem's child, not yours, and you're not guilty, and you're not bad, and you're nothing to be embarrassed about, is the fact that you'll be more likely to get advice and help, professional help even, when and if it becomes necessary. Letzareinu, hoirim rabim, matchikim es metzukosom b'shelabushel ohitzi es ha'anusam ochutza. Many, many parents, unfortunately, don't get the correct help, because they don't want to take their embarrassment outside. They don't speak to the right people about the problem they're having, and they don't get the help they need. And the children don't get the help they need. If they would believe that this child was given to them on an adoption from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're just the foster parent. And welcome Labusha. On the contrary, they have an enormous reason to have a dikya. Heim nifchoru kadei lasu es hametiv. You were chosen by Hashem to look after this child. That's quite a big compliment, by the way. You want to adopt a child, it's not so simple. You know what you've got to go through? You want to adopt a child, whoa, this is pul gadol mod. They check you in each way, backward, forward, whatever. It's a lokal kach pashut. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu chose you to adopt a child, it means you filled in all the forms for him. You passed the test. An enormous compliment. Your job is to help your child deal with his yetzahara, and he's kishalon, he's not your kishalon. As we said, you did things wrong, do tshuva, move on. But what's going on in the child's life is not your problem. There's another dimension, there's a flip side of this. People who think the child's theirs, mitzapim sheyilchu bedrochim u'mekubalos aleihem. Kareim Shalahem, this is my child and I want him to walk in my ways. I want him to follow my path. I want him to fulfill my aspirations. You know what I'm talking about? But Mikra Zeh Kashle Maudli wrote it, Yaldem Mishane Kivun Im Lachotza Chasidus Zu Oacheres Li Shiva Shekivonu Shoyne Meyabaisu Gadoime. Never mind, kids going off the derech. The bells of Chosid wants to go and hang out at the Gera Tish. Parents at Shiva, I mean, whatever. That's just one example, but I'm not. No. Or he wants to learn in Yeshiva, the local Kach Biduk, what you had in mind is the Yeshiva, and blah, blah, blah. So. Lamaisa Choshev Lageshis Linin Begisha Shel Nechoinais Vepituchois. You have to get there with the correct open perspective. You have to find out, is this particular shiva, this particular signon, this particular environment, if it's good for the kid or not? If the answer is yes, this is the best thing for this child, ah, this is not my derech, this is not what I would want for my child, if it was my child, but since it's not your child, so then you don't have to worry about finding what you want for your child, what's good for the child. Is this good for the child or not? Simple. Ah, but if my child goes to that yeshiva, what about Rochel's Shiduchim? It's also not your problem, because Hashem is Mazavik Zivugim, not you. But there are the kids today, I'm telling you now, suffering in the wrong yeshivas because of shidduchim or their sisters. Or sisters in the wrong schools because of shidduchim for their brothers. Or There is such a thing.
There's a flip side to looking at. We also have to be aware when we're looking for the same mistake we're worried about people are going to look at us. We shouldn't look at the siblings of the perspective the way that we're worried that people might look at the siblings of our children.
That's another subject. That's another subject. Okay. Could be, yeah. But that's not what we're dealing with now. You know, in a chinami, you're 100% correct. Just lo anoseh achshav. Okay. These are very important things. If you know what I'm talking about, good. If you don't know what I'm talking about, could be even better. The sikum yaymer, chinuch hayeladim bedor, hatafuchas she'anu chayim bo, chinuch children in this very, very, very unusual, stressful. Do you know how much stress our children are under? I don't think you begin to imagine. I was looking through my childhood till I got to 20, how much stress I lived with and how much my kids' stress have been through just in like their 15 years. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. How much fear and pachad, and my kids have been through four wars already. They've been through four wars. They've had rockets landing 50 meters from my house. 40% of the children living in the Negev suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. How many kids growing up where I grew up had post-traumatic syndrome? From what? What are they going to be stressed out about? That Australia beat South Africa at cricket, that was probably like the worst possible thing that could ever happen to a child that I was. I'm not even mentioning rugby because that's really. Look what the kids are growing up with today. How much fear, how much pachad. Divorce. Who heard about divorces? That's the way I live. My older kids grew up, they never, that was discussing it the other day. A divorce, who'd have heard of a divorce? How many parents are divorced in Tifracht?
Really?
Kids grow up, yeah?
What?
Kids grow up with pachad, with fear, with what's going to be. You don't even know that sometimes they're walking around with all this fear. Every day there's another tragedy, there's another this, there's another father dropped dead, Rahman, that's not without warning. There's another person, Rahman, that's had a stroke. It's all Yom HaBalayla, day in, day out. No?
In the media, we have only bad news. Why is it?
Even if you're not listening, you're right. You're right. If you listen to the media, you've got no chance. Then you're a basket case. Then you have to take Prozac. Then with your radio license comes a box of Prozac. In Achinami, with Tauba had a whole mahalach, very, very strong, not to be in touch with the media at all.
Yeah.
40 days, he used to take people to 40 days, no media.
Yeah.
No news, no media. And if you want to go back after 40 days, go back. Most people don't go back. You just realize, karma depresses you. Achinami. And that's the problem as well. But even if the children don't have access to the media, I'm saying, let's say kids that are completely manutak. They do, by the way. The kids listen to the news now and again. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. You need to know where you live. You need to know what's going on. You need to know what to dub it for. But there's so much tragedy. There's so much pain. And these kids have to absorb that. No pashut.
You hear about it anyway. You don't listen to the news.
No, I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. Even if the kids have no cash to the media, they're still absorbing a lot of stress. Enormous amount of stress. What's going to be worrying? This, that, boom, there, whatever. You see somebody at Shachris and the next morning's a Levaya. Rahman al-Itzlan. I'm saying it. And the kids know about that, you know, and then they're worried. You know, is dad coming home? Is mom coming? You don't know what's going on in these kids' minds. You don't know what's happening in their heads. It's a very, very stressful generation. It's a kasheh ma'od. Kaim hest upon him. Mitcholilus shoa chinuchis. There's a hest upon him. We're living with a educational holocaust. Shigzerim es aboyeris. There's no. The educational crisis we're suffering is a gzeira from Hashem. Achaleinu ledat shehu zeh shenoto tani bedor zeh dafka. Hashem is the one that put us in this generation dafka, and put those neshamas of our children in this generation dafka. V'samanu b'nisoynes akashim alalu. Hashem's giving us these nisoynes. And you don't get a nisoyn, you can't handle. So if you got the nisoyn, it's a compliment. L'chein ein lanu ele lelechet im HaKadosh Baruch Hu yad b'yad l'tsoy d'achorav l'eshen aleinu. You have to hold Hashem's hand, you have to walk step by step with Hashem, you have to run on Him, you have to lean on Him. Alein in the flos alav kedava ben el obi veloima. You got Him like the Vilna Goin said. He used to daven to Hashem like a little child crying to his father. That's how the Goin used to daven. He understood all the Kabbalistic stuff. So whenever, at the end of the day, he said the highest level of tefillah is like a child talking to his father. After you've been through all the Kabbalah and all the Tzirufim and all the Rishash Siddur and what is that, when you finished all that, then you can go to Hashem and cry to Him like a baby. Abba, nesati li mishima kol kashe. You gave me such a difficult job. Ten li gamas akoyach v'ayicholet litmoded imo. That's all. You gave me this difficult job. I take the compliment. Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. Now, can you please help me, because I can't do this on my own? That really is that's the secret to do Ikris Mashiach, how you survive. And lastly, Toyu Gemilas Chasodim. Gemara says, really, my last words, what should a person do to avoid the terrible suffering of the pre-Messianic generation? Lastly, Toyu Gemilas Chasodim. Heard B'Shem Rav Bulman that he said today, Gemilas Chasodim takes preference. It comes first. I don't know if you have to. The Gemara says, last week, the Torah Gemilas Chasodim. I heard B'Shem Rav Bulman Zatzal that he told somebody that today Gemilas Chasodim is more important sometimes. I exactly know what he means. I knew Rav Bulman. He wasn't telling people to close the Gemaras and go work in the hospitals. It's not what he was saying. I don't exactly know what he meant. But Chesed today is Ma'od Mot Chashuv. It's not at home. Plenty Chesed to be done at home.
Amen.
You can write a list of potential dangers in the world today. The whole world's wide open to our children. There's nothing that's hidden, that they don't have access to, whatever. They have access to the entire world. Nothing. Hashem obviously wants something. Just the music. Anybody understand anything about music understands the haras, the total churban of a Jewish neshama, okay, just by the music they're listening to. Jewish music, it's what they call Jewish music today. It means you take whatever trash you want, you put some Hebrew words to it, take a pasuk from Tehillim, and you stick some whatever, you take some jungle voodoo music and you stick it on there, and that's called Jewish music today. Do you understand the danger? Anybody understands anything about music?
I want to hear this voodoo stuff.
Anybody that understands anything about music understands it's eating holes in our children's neshamas. Our neshamas, whoever's listening to it.
But if we have this bad side, we should also have a good side.
We do. That's right. That's why this is the greatest generation that ever was.
That doesn't mean there's good music to listen to.
There's good music to listen to. There's wonderful music to listen to. There's music can bring a person to Navur. David HaMelech used to use music to get to Navur. There's wonderful music out there. Wonderful music out there. What are you talking about? You heard of Bach? Johann Sebastian. Oh. That's music. That's proper music. That's more Jewish. That's more Jewish. That's more Jewish. It's pure maths. I'm sorry. Bach is pure mathematics.
You could argue the other way.
You could. I'll bring you the guy to argue with. You can argue it out with Rav Moskovitz.
When I was in
the
yeshiva,
I do like classical music. I'm just saying there's a derech to say it's goyish.
No, it's not. If you understand the Kabbalah of music, it's not a problem. No,
it's just
a
plenty of church.
Who's the guy in the Sony tomorrow?
I was told something about my refrain growing up.
He said he was listening to
classical.
He said he wasn't listening to that.
Okay, I heard another Rosh Yeshivas who told me they listened to Bach. No, what I'm trying to say is you have to understand, the Shiroshi. Maybe we'll get Rav Glasses to come give us a Shia one night on music. One morning. The seven notes on the musical scale are the seven lower spheres, of course, that's part of it. I worked on Rav Glasserson's book, Kabbalah and Music, so he taught me a lot of this stuff. Rav Matisyahu Glasserson, you heard of him? Yes. So Rav Matisyahu, you would know him well. So Rav Matisyahu, Ataka, someone's looking for his number the other day and I didn't think of asking you. All right, I should have. I don't even know how to get hold of Zev and I didn't think of you. I thought of getting hold of Jamie Field or whatever. I don't know why I think of you. All right, Nelam Mimeni. Rav Glasserson's a big makubal. He learned under Rebbe Elopian. He taught in South Africa for many years. I was zoich to learn b'chavrus of him for a long time. And a big Talmud Chochem, but he's an interesting own kind of a person. He lives in Baan Pagan, an Israeli guy with his own mahalach in the world. And he made a big thing out of gematrias, and he wrote many, many books, many, many books. He's a big mumch in gematrias and in the codes. He was very instrumental in the early days of the work they done in the codes, the computers. He wrote a dictionary with the head of the English department of Harvard, an English dictionary with 1,000 words, which in all the dictionaries, they don't know the etymology of them, and he shows how they go from Hebrew. 1,000 words, English words, and all that they show you is in Hebrew. It's amazing to see the work he's done. Very creative man. Anyway, he wrote a book called Kabbalah and Music. He happens to be an exceptionally good musician. He won prizes for his compositions and whatever. I once asked him how you could be so talented in writing I wrote one of his books for him. I worked on one on the book on Tshuva. You'll see that it says I did something there. I don't remember what I did anymore. We'd phone me 10 o'clock at night. We can write now. Rob is his house. This is in Johannesburg. I'm talking Johannesburg. Okay? The gate was open, which no one leaves the gates open in Johannesburg. The front door is open. You walk in. The house is pitch black and there's a sign of the violin coming out of the house. You know what I'm talking about. Completely in his own world or whatever. This is Johannesburg. You don't leave your door open. What's the problem? Out the door. Anyway, so I once asked him, Echi Choliot, you're so talented in music and so talented in writing. Where's some multiple talents? He said, it's all the same thing. He said, putting together notes on the musical scale, and putting together letters and putting together numbers, he said, it's all the same thing. It's all just aleph base. Aleph is one, it's do on the seven scales, everything works in sevens and it's all the same thing. It was all one thing. There's no difference between music, mathematics, science, it's all the same. He once showed us, we had a little kumzitz on Lag BaOmer, he once showed us the different notes, how they are mitzad hakedusha and mitzad tuma. You can play the same note, mitzad hakedusha, mitzad tuma. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Very, very interesting stuff. Anyway, so he has a wonderful book as well on the whole Palestinian thing as well. It's amazing. You see what's going on in the world today. Mamish, it's in the words. Never mind in the story. It shows you how it's in the gematrias. That's in the words. It's unbelievable. Anyway, so that's Rav Glasserson. Somebody phoned me 2 days ago to ask me for his phone number. I was thinking, why don't I get him to go and give a... No, I wanted to know where in the Torah it talks about corona. I want to know where... The minute things happen, he shows you straight away AIDS. He shows you exactly where AIDS is in the Torah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. In the Isra Mishkach Zava, that you see that's where AIDS is. It's unbelievable, the whole thing. It's mamash. Anyway, Tov, back to our subject. Tzareinu, this is also a very important subject. This related to us directly, aval mod chashuv, to know this and understand it, and to know how to have a mahalach in this. This is more shaykh to yeshiva bochri, maybe more people that are involved in tzachet tzibu, whatever. I don't know how relevant it is to us, but let's do it. And that will finish off the sefer, and then we'll decide what we're going to do. Achas sugyas hakoevus shel dereini is sugyas hamachleikas. One of the painful... Oh, so at least one person here will get benefit from this. One of the biggest painful problems facing this generation is the sugya of machleikas. Kol adam amizboin and svivoi, anybody who will meditate deeply on his environment, nekach ledat shenoga machleikas godel gadel umitrachev mimadodim atzumim. That the sugya of machleikas is getting bigger and bigger. It's spreading. Halev shaites dam lenoichach riba machleikas umeriboyes apnimiyos. The heart spills blood on the enormous growth and spread of machleikas and arguments internal. Lahavoyes hamachleikas lichochu v'sachsochu bate midrash yeshivas v'chatzeres beis Hashem. The aims of machleikas have destroyed and burnt holes in Bate Midroshim, yeshivas, and the courts and the houses of Hashem. Courtyards. The Kan Oimed Aben Vishel Male Lasois. What am I supposed to do? Maya Shkofis at Torah Binyan Zeh. What is the Torah perspective on all of this? This was 25 years ago, okay? Linas daiti nira shebichdeile vare es advarim loishram alenin lilmod ba'amoka es ma shehitrachesh b'machleikas harishoyne shehisa b'klal Yisrael. In order to get a Pesach into understanding the world of machleikas, the sugya of machleikas, we have to go learn in depth what happened in the first machleikas of Klal Yisrael. Mimena noichal lilmod keitzad alenin loiga yoin. Everything in the Torah, Tzadok says this, I think. If you want to know and understand something, go back to the first time you sit in the Torah, the first time you sit in Klal Yisrael, and there you'll learn out first principles, and then you'll be able to apply it to anything. Leman matanuzo aleinu lahagdim tchila mispa hakdomas. As usual, you need some introductions. Tiva shel hamachleikas shi yotzeres sviva arafel somech. Excuse me. Tiva shel hamachleikas Shehi Yotzeres Sviva Arofel Samich. Arofel is cloud darkness, thick cloud. I don't know what he means. Shehi Yotzeres Sviva Arofel Samich. Mazik.
Thick fog.
Machlekas happens when there's thick fog. Okay. Ha'arafel nizon, the arafel, this darkness, it sustains itself, gets fed, merisisei, l'shem shamayim, das teure, bitl atzadikim, v'asisa kol ashe yerucha, v'od v'od v'od. It's fed on by statements, musogim called, is all good things, but we'll see. L'shem shamayim, das teure, bitl atzadikim, v'asisa kol ashe yerucha, v'od v'od. Kol elu misarvim bebots shel yetsa hamachleikas sinas chinam vekina taiva vekovet void. All these wonderful things, the Shem Shemaim, Das Torah, Bitl Sadiq, Vasikor Yeruch, etc., etc., gets mixed up in the mud of the yetsa for machleikas, the big yetsa for machleikas, sinas chinam, kina, taiva, kovet, etc., etc. Void. Taruva zum via hamavucha esaada ma'omed minatzad. This mixture of, on the one hand, L'shem Shemaim, on the other hand, Sinas Chinam. On the one hand, Asisa Kol Yishei Arucha, V'kinah V'tayva. This mingling, this hybridization of these musogim brings a person, it's mamash, it's a trap, it's a puzzle. The person stands on the side and he looks at this and he could, mamash, a person could lose his emunah pshuta. Ubanaisev Lil Kodoto Bizroyesaya Shilamachlaikas Shibitfia Mushekhis Umapila. You get caught up, trapped in the in this machlaikas shibitiva mushekhis umapila. The nature of this is to drag you and to mamash dump you. The matalavia samabatanachona leinu atchil bebreshis. In order to get the correct perspective, yeah, you need to start with Breishis, and Mitzvah Hashem will do tomorrow. Very choshev Talmud Chochem, who was at the forefront of the anti-internet campaigns in the early days. Not a fan of the internet. Not a fan at all of the internet. My mama is one of the firebrands connected to the internet. He understood early on what the dangers were. He told us once in Avad that the internet's nothing compared to how many lives we're going to lose through machlekas. Said the internet's nothing compared to how you can use it in a shomer in a machlekas. Just stepping into the machlekas to try and understand what it was, and you're already into chayvik chorus, and you're into Rosh Hashanah and rochilas, and it's much more dangerous than the internet. That doesn't mean that the internet became mutter. This is not a, I'm telling you, this is not a chosid of the internet. What machlekas? We'll see when we get there. Or any machlekas. Any machlekas. That means to flee from machlokes.